Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Now, you know how often we have Travis Frederick on the show. We love Travis Frederick. His Blocking Out Hunger Foundation is doing amazing work here in the community in feeding kids. And he's gone even a step further. So once again, he's partnered with Tango Tab. And this year, they're doing something very creative. And Tango Tab is the app. It's the company where when you go eat at certain restaurants, you're feeding people as well. So it's like, hey, if I eat at this restaurant, a portion of the proceeds are going to go to make meals for people in need. And so the Tango Tab restaurants are great places for you to choose to go eat. Well, this year, Travis has challenged his teammates. And he mentioned this on our show. He's challenged Byron Jones. He's challenged Jeff Swaim. And he's challenged Kayvon Frazier to see who can create the most interest and get the most meals raised to help feed the Metroplex. So joining us now is Cowboy safety Kayvon Frazier, who Saturday is going to be at Bottled Blonde in Deep Ellum trying to feed the city in a competition with Travis Frederick and his other teammates. How you doing, Kayvon?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks so much for taking the time to jump on with us. Now, we got a lot we want to talk to you about, but let's just kind of jump in on this Tango Tab situation. What compelled you to be involved in this? Why did it mean so much to you to join your teammates and be a part of Tango Tab?
Well, you guys already know I do a lot of work in the community with my own foundation, Frazier Cares. And, you know, we help children who really don't have a father figure in their life. So, you know, it just goes hand to hand to help, you know, children who's hungry also. So you know, it was a no-brainer when he came to me and presented the information to me.
Talking to Kayvon Frazier here on the buyersafety.com hotline. So 8:30, most people don't go to Bottled Blonde at 8:30 in the morning. I'm assuming this is going to be a lot different than when people go to Bottled Blonde at like 10:30 on a Saturday night. What are you guys going to be doing at 8:30 in the morning?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be, you know, making meals for the homeless. So Byron Jones, he surpassed 8,500 meals. So, you know, I think I'm going to win this competition.
Yes.
I think with my foundation and the stuff that, you know, I already did in the community, that alone is going to help bring people out and to help us surpass Byron Jones and how many meals he made. So, yeah, 8:30 to 10:30, stop by, bring, if you're going to stop by, we would love for you guys to bring sandwich-making supplies, like bread, you know, anything that can make sandwiches, or anything that makes sandwiches. So, you know, we'd love to have everybody.
That's awesome. Okay, so Kayvon Frazier is going to be at Bottled Blonde this Saturday, 8:30 a.m., and that's 505 North Good Latimer in Dallas. And basically, you need people to show up and bring sandwich-making supplies?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
Is that simple?
Okay, perfect. And we're gonna talk about that again in a bit. But now that we got you, we want to talk about, you know, a little Dallas Cowboys football.
Yeah, but before we do that, I want to get to the bottom of this sandwich thing, Kayvon. You're in a kitchen, and you got all the sandwich supplies in the world in front of you. What kind of a sandwich are you going to make for yourself?
You know, I'm going to add a little bacon into mine. You know, I'm a big bacon guy. I love bacon. I can eat bacon with anything. So, I'm gonna add a little bacon, you know, a turkey club, just basically make a sandwich like that.
Well, hold on. Are we doing mayo or are we doing mustard or ranch?
Oh, I like ranch, man. I'm a big ranch guy, too. You know, it might be unhealthy, but I think my body can handle a little bit of ranch.
Are you asking people to bring out ranch and bacon?
You know, if that's the type of sandwich they want to bring, we'll have ranch and bacon.
I like the idea of a bacon ranch sub to feed the hungry. I think that makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah, you know, it'll be fulfilling and tasty.
All right, man. We're talking to Kayvon Frazier on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You know, we've been wondering what's going on with the Cowboys at the safety position, and well, I've been wondering a lot. I was tweeting about it the other day, and I got a response from you about it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I was just like, hey, I'm trying to figure out what the Cowboys are doing. I think it's too expensive to get Earl Thomas. I think it's too costly to move up and draft Derwin James. So I can't figure out what they're doing, or are they just very happy with who they have in-house to play safety? And I think you responded with an emoji.
Yeah, you know, I can't speak for what they're doing or what we're doing, you know, because I don't know. You know, luckily I don't have to make those decisions. But, you know, I do know we have some good safeties already on the roster that people don't really acknowledge as much as they should.
Well, I mean, we have young safeties. Like, we look at you, we look at Xavier Woods, we look at Jeff Heath, and then there's the report that Byron Jones will be moving out to cornerback. So that presumably opens up another safety spot there. Your safety group, what is the strength of you guys as a group?
I think right now, you know, we have a lot of chemistry together. You know, I know X is only a year in. You know, I'm only 2 years in. But even though I'm only 2 years in, me, X, and Jeff have basically been taking every rep together. Like, when I first came in, you know, I was on second team with Jeff. So me and him have a lot of chemistry already. Xavier last year, he got a lot of reps with Jeff. I got a lot of reps with Xavier, especially in preseason. And I think that's when we showed that we can not only play together, but be a dominant duo. As far along with me and Jeff, we showed that the last five games of the season. So, you know, I just don't think people give us enough credit as they should. But, you know, that's why they're not making the final choices either.
There's no doubt about that. And, look, I didn't mean any disrespect by that. It just seems that safety is a big need for this team, and it seems like they're behaving that way. Maybe I'm reading it wrong, because that was my whole point, that maybe they're not worried about safety. Maybe that's a media thing, that we're worried about safety. But that said, I do think as soon as you started coming in and getting more significant playing time this year, that you started bringing a physicality to this defense that was potentially lacking without you. And to that end, we had Emmanuel Sanders on the show this week. What's that?
I said right, yeah.
Yeah. We had Emmanuel Sanders on the show, and I want to play something for you that he said, because he basically thought that early in the season when he played the Cowboys, he thought the defense wasn't very physical. Let's take a listen.
Honestly and truthfully, you know, what I'm going to say is I don't hope this it's not a shot to nobody, but maybe in that game, this is what I saw, and it's the honest truth. I saw a defense that really truly wasn't physical, and that's what I felt, you know, when I was playing against those guys, you know, in terms of even safeties coming down and hitting, you know, it's this old term called sticking your head in the fan. And these guys just weren't physical. They weren't physical at all.
You know, obviously not trying to get you to just blindside you with something, but honestly, I want to know, when you hear something like that maybe this defense wasn't playing with a physicality early on, is that something that you guys focused on as the season went on and that you tried to improve?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be saying that if we play him again next year.
Okay.
To be honest. That's definitely, you know, what I focus my game around. Everybody knows, you know, when I'm out there on the field, there's going to be some type of big hit. Yeah. So, like I said, I don't think if we play them again next year that would be the case. We got a lot of physical guys in the room, including myself. I think I'm one of the most physical safeties in the league. But yeah, he won't be saying that.
You know, Kayvon, I want to get your description of where you see Jalen Smith now compared to around this time last year.
Oh, yeah, man. Jalen is my dog. Me and him, we actually knew each other before the draft. You know what I'm saying? We we both had to go back to the combine because we didn't pass the medical part of the combine. So me and him was roommates during that. So coming in, me and him was really close last year. Last year he was still, you know, recovering off that injury. With that being said, he was still like one of the fastest guys on the team. I remember because I just had surgery, so I was recovering too. But he was already in the mix and racing, Byron and racing all the fastest guys on the team. So, but this year, you know, it's going to be totally different. He has a year under his belt. That always helped in the NFL, just having that extra experience. You know, and finally, like, I can tell because I work out with him now. Like, finally, I can see, like, he's way more confident with his knee and with everything that's going on. He was already confident last year, but this year I just think he's going to take it to a whole nother level, like some Pro Bowl level.
Wow, that's awesome. We're talking to Kayvon Frazier. He's got a really cool event going on this Saturday. It's at Bottled Blonde, and he's got to try to beat Byron Jones for Tango Tab. He needs all of our listeners to go to Bottled Blonde on Saturday morning between 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. and bring sandwich materials. You could bring bread, peanut butter, jelly, turkey, cheese, mayo, mustard, whatever you'd like. But the whole idea is they're trying to feed people that can't afford to eat. And so they're trying to raise, you know, build, make a lot of sandwiches for a lot of people. And it's a Cowboys competition. You got to not only beat Byron, you got to beat Travis, and you got to beat Jeff Swaim too.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, we're trying to set the tone. So I just would like everybody come out so I can surpass Byron and just keep it going so nobody else can catch up to me.
I love that. And you know what? I think later Saturday, I think Emmanuel Sanders has a football camp going on. Maybe we could get you a limo ride out there and kind of talk to him about physicality.
No, it's be all on the field. You know?
Well, I'm just saying we could bring a football and throw some routes.
It'll work too. That'll work.
Hey, we're excited about getting you some more playing time. We're excited about all the work you're doing in the community with Tango Tab and beyond with your own foundation. Thank you so much for taking the time to jump on with us, and we really, really appreciate it. Wish you all the luck in the world this Saturday morning. Hopefully you guys can make a lot of sandwiches.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. Kayvon Frazier. Don't forget, Kayvon. Tango Tab is the app. We encourage you to use that app, and that way every time you eat, you're helping feed somebody out there who can't feed themselves, who does not have the means or the revenue to do so. Bottled Blonde, Saturday morning. Bring sandwich materials out at 8:30 a.m. That's on Good Latimer in Dallas.
You know what I like a lot about that, right on the heels of what Jacob Schick was talking about? Jacob was talking about how his tribe, it's like a lot of different veteran charities that roll together so they can help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
So Kayvon's got his own foundation, and he's partnering with Travis and Tango Tab and the North Texas Food Bank, and they're like all partnering together. Because he sees there's some tangents here that we connect on, and let's go ahead and make our thing bigger and a bigger reach. And so I like all that. I think that's pretty smart, and it just goes to show you there are a lot of good dudes in that locker room that want to help out their community.
Yeah, to me, my favorite part was listening to his reaction to Emmanuel Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
He was very serious that, hey, he will not say that next year if we play them next year.
He wants to hurt him.
He wants to.
In a friendly way.
He brings a sledgehammer physicality to the Cowboys defense.
One of the most hardest hitting safeties in the league.
Yes.
Hold on, Madden guy. He wants to hurt him in a way that is within the new league rules that do not allow you to tackle anymore.
Right.
I mean, basically, he's like, I want to see what the rules are in which no one's allowed to tackle, yes, and I want to hurt him in that way.
Exactly. And Shippy, fantastic editing on the fly.
Thank you
for getting that Emmanuel Sanders audio there. That was really, really cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.